When it comes to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the question that becomes louder with each passing day is whether NATO and the U.S. completely understand exactly what Ukraine is facing. Doubt about that understanding really came about early on when Ukrainian President Zelensky was offered refuge in a neighboring country. Remember what he said? He said, "I don't need a ride. I need ammo." Number of people say that we can't take actions because we might provoke Putin. That number is still sizable. Which, by the way, have these people seen the video and photos from Bucha and other places in Ukraine? Yeah, Putin's pretty much provoked, but it's only through his own ego and arrogance, which has quickly led him to war crimes, as we have plainly seen. You also have to look at fairly recent history. Putin was allowed to skate regarding Syria, which, by the way, Trump played a large part in handing to Putin when he pulled out the U.S. forces. Putin skated when it came to Georgia, Crimea. How many times before Putin has to pay a price? Well, maybe this could be finally the time if hesitation by NATO and the U.S. could be remedied. And sadly, there are too many nations who have leaders looking for participation trophies. Instead, they insist on going to the U.N. Yeah, for what, a tour? Oh, yeah, that's right. The U.N. has taken action. They booted Russia off their Human Rights Council. When Zelensky addressed the U.N. Security Council, he handed them a better plan, I think. Take serious actions against Russia, including kicking them off the Security Council for what they've been perpetrating, or might as well just dissolve the United Nations. All in favor? Have you also noticed how the early voices who defended Putin, even praised him, they, for the most part, have fallen silent? Well, I know why. That's because they're too busy trying to scrub social media posts, take down YouTube videos from their past as they desperately try to shift gears in the present, trying to deny that recent past. And while it sounds impressive, too, how the U.S. and other nations are sending hundreds of millions of dollars worth of military equipment to Ukraine, got some historic statistic reality. During the war in Iraq, how much do you think the U.S. spent each month on military equipment? Each month. $9 billion a month. War crimes of Russia continue to mount up as well. It's fully expected once video can document things that we'll see more horrors like we've seen in Bucha and Borodyanka. Waiting long won't be needed either. We witnessed the scene this past Friday with the bombing of the train station in Kramatorsk, which killed dozens of civilians, injured almost 100. Actually, one of the bombs launched at the train station, which didn't explode, actually had a message on it for the children. It's also been learned that Russian troops are now using mobile crematoriums so they can burn the bodies of their victims, try to erase evidence of their war crime. So it remains decision time for the U.S. and NATO. Do they simply want to equip Ukraine enough to keep them afloat until negotiations can bring about a ceasefire? Or equip Ukraine with what they need to break a Russian army that for, albeit a short period of time and the clock quickly ticking, is on the run?